Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey.
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats.
The show's about ready to start.
Show's about to start. 3, 2, 1.
And it is JP, Corey L. Husker Nick. It's the Kix Morning Show. Good morning. Welcome to Friday, October 23rd. Good morning, Corey L.
Good morning.
Hello, Husker Nick.
What's up, guys?
Are y'all bundled up in the garage?
It's freaking cold in
you
here.
You could probably hang meat in that garage.
Yep.
Glass with those nipples, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. JP.
Man.
Come on.
He's already getting going on Friday.
It isn't even 6 a.m.
Feisty Friday,
we already talked
for
about
sure.
Nips and meat.
Feisty.
Feisty really. Friday, because, I mean, we all are very excited about what's coming down tomorrow. We'll talk more about it coming up on the show, too. But it's just nice to have football back.
It is. It's really nice. I have not, even though I host a show on ESPN 1480, I've hardly watched college football this year.
Really?
Really?
I just haven't cared.
Yeah.
I don't care, and no one cares in town.
I get that.
I could have talked about, Alabama playing, I don't care, Georgia. No one would have cared.
Right.
It just goes to show our love for college football revolves directly around the Huskers.
Directly.
As it
otherwise,
should.
Nobody cares.
Right, exactly.
It's been all NFL all day in this city.
Yep. And it's been a fun NFL season so far. And now finally we get to the Huskers. Actually, tonight's the first Big Ten game.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I'm excited, man.
Friday
who
night
plays
game
tonight?
That. So Wisconsin and who else? See, that's the thing. We don't care. We don't know.
I'm just curious. Here, I'll look at it. I'll look.
Listen, man, I'm in COVID protocols right now.
I don't get
to. The Wisconsin, internet hardly
Illinois.
Works.
Wisconsin,
know.
Illinois.
There you go.
Yeah, Husker Nick, how are you feeling today? It's the COVID check-in.
Yeah. No. Hey. So I went and got my test done. Which, by the way, Test Nebraska, awesome job.
Good
as
people.
I pulled in, I rolled down my window for the first lady there, and she goes, and I kid you not, she goes, "Hey, I just moved here from Colorado like a month ago." And then she goes, because my license plates say Husker Nick on them.
Yeah.
She goes, "Are you Husker Nick from the radio?" And I go, "Yeah." She goes, "The first thing I was told when I moved here was I had to listen to you guys."
Oh,
so that's pretty
that's awesome.
Darn cool. So, but I go to Test Nebraska, and that's not why they're awesome even. That's just the icing on the cake. The doing it was pretty easy. It wasn't that bad. I mean, you went through, they had a couple checkpoints, they make sure you're who you say you are, and then when you go to get tested, they put this Q-tip in each one of your nostrils, and I swear to God, they're like, it'll be 10 seconds. They're lying to you. It's more
it's
like
a lot
20.
Longer than that. Yeah.
It's the slowest 10-second count you could ever imagine.
Right.
Ever.
It is.
But I got a deviated septum, and she told me, she goes, "This is going to be maybe a little painful." Because, with the deviated septum, you have to, kind of wiggle the Q-tip through your nostril around where it's all messed up in there.
Yikes.
It wasn't that bad at all.
Oh, okay.
I actually could breathe for, out of my nose for about 10 minutes. It was awesome.
Wow.
I know. It feels great almost, doesn't it?
It's
process,
weird.
But after the fact, you're like, whew. Clean out the sinuses.
Right.
From what I hear, it hurts some people a lot more than it does others. It just depends on how your head is made.
How your head shaped.
Yeah, because it wasn't too bad. I didn't think it was all that big a deal.
Good.
Yeah, so we'll wait.
Positive.
Now I got the 3-day wait, 2 to 3 days, out
Husker Nick,
that I've never had COVID.
A fine example of doing things out of an abundance of caution. For yourself and others, we applaud you.
Yeah
dude.
Absolutely.
I care about my town.
Absolutely.
This is my place. This is my
also
city.
Also, sorry you're stuck freezing like a popsicle in your garage.
it's all right. It's more, if you want to be sorry about something, be sorry I've been stuck in my house 24/7 with my kids and my wife. I love them, but it's a lot. Like, we in this world get time away. Like, I didn't realize how much work is necessary just to get time out of your house.
Right. No, I get that.
I mean?
It's kind of nice to just have that breather from everybody.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So,
well,
but you know, whatever. It's been fine. I've been spending a lot of time sitting in my garage.
That's awesome too.
Yeah. It's listen, man. This is my home away from home because the kids will be downstairs. My wife's upstairs trying to work. She has a job where she's on the phone all the time with farmers from all over North America. So I'm just like, I'll go sit in the garage. I got a rack of Bush Light sitting here. I tore the top of the box open And yeah.
It's just it's a good way to garage. Spend your time. All right. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll get some good news for you, maybe right before the Husker game, right before your Chiefs play, one of the two.
It'll be good. Yay. I'm not.
Yeah, you're not feeling
it. If I have COVID, I am as asymptomatic as they come.
Right.
So.
All right. So let's get to it.
Here's what happens next.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Got a lot on the show for you, including a redneck review. We'll get to some Husker football prep. Getting you ready for the big game on Saturday morning. Some out-of-context contest. Get it off your chest. The Wizard will be here in place of Jungle John because
the
Boo at the Zoo
Wizard.
Officially gets underway. That and a lot more on the show, including free money.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is a stupid does, sir.
I'll give you three criminals. You tell me what your one, two, and three would be. On these dumb criminals in our world.
And number one means dumbest?
Yeah, number one would be the dumbest of the dumb.
Okay.
Okay, we start in Glendora, California on Tuesday afternoon. A guy allegedly shoplifted from a Home Depot, and then he sped off when the cops came. So classic Southern California police chase was on, which is a great thing.
Yes, that's a classic. Like,
they will right. literally break into programming to cover a police chase.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And like every local news station, they all have their own helicopters. They all have their roving reporters.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
No, Coryell, listen to how he says helicopter.
Say it again.
Helicopter.
No, he says
that was good.
Helicopter.
Oh,
helicopter,
yes. I've heard about this debate. Helicopter.
It's
yes.
not a debate. It's Thank just you. How it's said.
Well, I mean, you know, pointing it out.
So NBC LA... was the one who caught the best camera shot of this gentleman in the police chase. But one twist to it, yeah, at one point he pulled over to a gas station to fill up. And he even ran into the station to pay.
Yeah.
He filled
what?
Up. Yeah. In the middle of a police chase.
That's so polite.
Right.
Aw.
Well, you don't want to tack on any more things onto your rap sheet. You know
I guess.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
you're
probably.
About to get, you'll eventually be getting arrested here. And you don't want him to be like, and he didn't pay for his gas.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's
Add
just too much.
So he filled up with a little gas before the police started to get closer, and then he took off again. He drove for more than an hour after that until he finally pulled into a parking garage near downtown L.A. and ran on foot. And there's no word on whether the cops ever wound up catching him or not. He, like, disappeared into the parking garage.
Well, I'm assuming he has a change of clothes in the parking garage, and now he's just working at like a Sunday shop.
He's like a ninja in the night, man. Yeah. He got in there, had a secret room that he dove into. No one knew where he went.
He's like, I'm known as the most polite criminal.
So we go to stupid criminal number two.
Okay.
A Florida man was arrested. His name is Bradley Young on charges of grand theft and shoplifting at Walmart after he scanned merchandise at the Walmart with a Kool-Aid packet hidden in each in his hand. So he put the Kool-Aid packet in his hand, and a Kool-Aid packet runs for like 24 cents.
Okay.
So he would grab an item and beep with the Kool-Aid packet and put it in the bag.
So it was like hidden out of sight.
The final bill ended up being just $25. Actually, the retail price was $994.13.
What was he taking, like TVs?
He left with a $248 scooter, $160 worth of batteries, and a dual navigation system worth $120.
This sounds like he's creating a go bag.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit with the scooter.
What?
So this guy, yeah, he ended up getting arrested because, you know, yeah, the Kool-Aid packet. I mean, there's no way that scooter's going for 24 cents. So that's.
Well, I just think it's funny. I mean, not to condone it at all, but if I was gonna, you know, jip, I would probably. I mean, what's with the batteries?
That's a lot of batteries.
I mean, I know those batteries are expensive. I know they can be expensive. I don't know. It's just so random.
And criminal number three in your stupid choices. A guy named Brandon Hembry from Tulsa, Oklahoma, met a woman on a dating app this week, and they went out on Wednesday night. But as they were driving, a cop tried to pull them over, and Brandon sped off. So the first date turned into a high-speed police chase, which only ended after Brandon blew through some stop signs and decided to finally pull over. It turns out he's got an outstanding warrant for five traffic and drug cases.
Ah!
And now he's facing more charges, including looting and obstructing an officer. The cops let his date go, by the way. She said she didn't know he was wanted, and we're assuming there's not going to be a second date.
Well, when they get on Date Him or Dump Him, and he can't understand why she didn't want to go on a second date, we'll figure it out.
Right.
Yeah, we've got some solid evidence already, though.
This is what's going to happen. Right. Like, I'm sorry, I don't know. We had such an amazing date. It started off in a nice car ride. We even kind of, opened it up a little bit with the car.
She's
driving
fast
so
fast.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden I realized there was police officers behind us.
She's like, I don't know, the day went well, but you know, everything was just moving too fast.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's that was good.
Thank you.
Right, so wow, look at, jeez, Corey.
That was pretty solid.
It's a morning.
That was good.
So who's your number one out of these three stupid criminals?
The dumbest?
Yeah. Is it the guy who stopped for gas, the guy who was using Kool-Aid packets at Walmart, or the date driver?
I would say technically the date driver, the third one.
The third one for you?
Yeah, probably that guy. They're all pretty stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all stupid anyways, but I'd say him because, I mean, if he's got a warrant, I mean, why would you...
Right.
Why would you be out driving around with a lady friend?
Yeah. So there you go.
I think he's the dumbest. The second one would be the first one, because obviously there's a reason that
stopping
you're
for gas.
I mean, you're leading a high speed car chase.
Right.
I mean, that's bad in and of itself, but it's just kind of very so polite.
The Walmart guy gets third place for you.
He gets third place. I mean, someone's got to, and I know it sounds bad, but I mean. Oh, that's kind of smart.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, we get you the nitty-gritty for Music City and new music from one of your favorites. That's a good thing. Other good things on the way and more free money. Your keyword this hour is pink. Get the word pink into our website at kzkx.com to win the green.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings... you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, so Garth Brooks's fingers have betrayed him. Stapleton pays tribute to Tom Petty, and Miranda unfortunately loses a buddy, but we've got new music on the way.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, happy Friday, it's Coryell. Now, Garth Brooks injured multiple fingers on his left hand in a minor farm accident. There's really nothing else to it, but that's what we know. It was a farm accident. That's why he wasn't able to do last Wednesday's live preview of his Fun album. Yeah, so he moved that preview to Monday's Inside Studio G. So it's not as bad as it sounds. He's okay. It's just he wasn't able to play through it and stuff this last time. So
all right, as long as he's okay.
Yeah, so Chris Stapleton will be performing on tonight's Tom Petty 70th Birthday Bash live stream. Other artists include Stevie Nicks, which is awesome. Post Malone, Foo Fighters, Brandi Carlile, but there's a whole stellar lineup too, so that's pretty awesome and a lot of talent.
Do you want to hear a little, Chris? He, the last time he played was right when Tom had passed away.
Yes,
this is him in Florida. Started to tear up a little bit there. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, because I mean, he's
cry.
A huge
I miss
fan.
Live music so much.
I know, right? Having a little bit of live
hearing
music.
A crowd.
I know, like enjoying a concert.
Oh no! Great, and now we're going into this story.
Here we go.
So Miranda Lambert is mourning the loss of a good friend.
Well.
The singer shared yesterday evening that her dog Waylon has died.
Aww.
In 2008, she discovered two stray puppies along a road in Oklahoma. They were, quote, starving and freezing nearly to death. She was listening to Jesse Coulter and Waylon Jennings at the time. Her mom saw them. They pulled over. They picked them up. And, of course, she went and took the dogs to the vet to make sure everything was all right. But she was told that the male probably wouldn't survive, a.k.a. the dog Waylon.
Right.
And she said, but he did for almost 13 years. He was a rock in our family and always held down the fort.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, hey. We're thinking about you, Maria.
Yeah, no kidding.
She loves the doggies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got new music from Dierks Bentley. It's a song about ghosting his boss, friends, family, all in an effort to forget the lover who left him. It's called Gone, and you've got it here with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Coryell with Kix 96.9.
Think I'm on the lake. Boss thinks I've been sick for days. And mama's probably on her way, 'cause I ain't picked up the phone. I've been a million places, but they're all up in my head. Over drinking, over thinking ever since you left. I've been gone. Watching TV all day long, all day long. I've been trying to figure out how a good thing went wrong. Faster than that freight train, farther than that airplane, sadder than a country song. Headed down the highway, anywhere but my way, ever since you moved on, I've been gone. I've been gone.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Okay, that was awesome.
That rocked my face off.
Thank you, Dierks Bentley. That's a way to start your Friday off. So get some Dierks Bentley new music on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com. Coming up in minutes, good things. Get yours in at Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Yeah, I think good morning.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up.
Mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On Kix 96.9.
This is where we celebrate people doing good. And if you got a good thing, let us know about it. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll be glad to brag about it. If it's a fundraiser, whatever it may be, we're here to help you with that. What's your good thing today, Coryell?
Oh, you're going to start with me?
Yes, we'll start with you today.
So nice. Thank you. So I want to give a shout out real quick to my friend Bailey. We went to Doan together, and she, I believe, wrote this article. She worked for 1011. But it's called The Living Room. Now, hear me out. The Lincoln Police Department partnered with the Mental Health Association of Nebraska and created a new resource called The Living Room, which literally looks like it's like a living room with soft, comfy chairs and like comfy lighting and things like that. It connects people with the resources they need when they're struggling to maintain like positive mental health. So if they're having some issues,
right.
The number of mental health calls to LPD jumped like 150% once the pandemic hit Lincoln. And I know you've probably seen some of these news stories, but Sergeant John Walsh said, quote, it's for someone who's had just a bad day or someone dealing with serious mental health issues and needing help, but not quite dangerous yet. Maybe they're not breaking the law, but things are just rough, and it connects them to a really calming atmosphere and gets them connected and has a little more follow through instead of just being like, hey, here's a business card. Good luck. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a little more meaningful, and I think that's really awesome. The service is free. It's completely voluntary. And I think I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but it's located at the Hanu home at 56th and Pioneers. But okay. I just think that's a really cool part on the city. So yeah, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yay. I agree. That's great.
Yeah, and just a heads up too. Yeah, if you're holed up in like your apartment or your house or things are tough right now with maybe not having a job, or I don't know how you've been affected by COVID-19, but we all love you. We all care about you. And sometimes you just need to sit with someone if they're having a hard time. So keep thinking about that and others.
Very good words, Coriel. Oscar, Nick, your good thing.
Man, that was a great good thing. Mine is like a super light noted good thing.
Well, we all need it.
That was good. Yeah, it was super good. Kicks, like people need to hear that. No, it's super important. People need to. I was just telling you how after 3 days of being locked up in the house with my kids and my wife, I'm about to jump off a roof.
Right.
Like, this is crazy around here. It's tough, man. Right. Mentally, it's hard for people.
For sure.
On a light note, last night we had the pitiful display that was the Philadelphia Eagles and New York Giants for Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
And if you didn't see this on Thursday Night Football, Daniel Jones, the quarterback for the Giants.
What was that about?
He does, well, so they do a naked bootleg is what they call these, where you fake handoff, roll out, and hopefully no one knows you have the ball still if you're the quarterback and you take off running. Well, it works. He gets going. He's untouched. He's like 10 yards further than anybody else, and he runs from his own 10, and then at the opposing 10, he just trips over his own feet.
No.
And
he totally
falls
did.
Down,
no.
And then someone touches him, so he's down. And the best, there was all sorts of Twitter responses and stuff that came out, but the best one, hands down, was from Patrick Mahomes, you know, the best quarterback on the planet Earth, like he's just an angel.
Did he dunk on him hard?
No, he said, man, I can't even say anything because I'd never be able to run that far either. It was awesome.
That is outstanding. Oh, my God.
That's funny. So
this poor guy, though, I retweeted it at @Husker_Nick. I tweeted out the video of him running, and it like sums up the Giants so well.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they stink, and he's just not that good.
No, he's trying.
Just,
yeah.
Even when he's got an easy run to the end zone, he just falls on his face.
All right, I just retweeted it on the Kicks page on Twitter, KZKX969.
That's so funny. My good thing is one that was presented to me by Ashley Howard and Eric Johnson. On Saturday, November 7th, at the Overtime Bar and Grill in Geneva, they're doing a road rally fundraiser benefiting the, I hope I say the last name right, the Dosh Twins. Colby and Casey welcomed Eleanor at 1 pound 10 ounces and Jackson at 2 pounds 8 ounces into their family early, 27 weeks early, in fact.
So little, so early.
And they're in Lincoln and they're tiny little fighters, so they've created the Due Dates Are Dumb Road Rally.
That's great.
What a great name.
That's great.
So it's going to begin and end at the West Bullpen in Geneva. You can get online. We'll put it up. I'll set it out on the morning show page so you guys can see it. And you can be a part of it. It's $10 per person and follow the road rally. They cruise on over to the Overtime Bar and Grill for some Sloppy Joe meals and a live DJ. They'll have all kinds of goodies going on. And just an awesome opportunity to help out Colby and Casey with little Eleanor and little Jackson in the Due Dates Are Dumb Road Rally.
That's cool. I love that.
Get a lot of people out and those little ones keep
growing.
When
is that again?
It's November 7th.
Okay. Put that in your calendar.
Put it on your calendar.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On the way, a redneck review of what maybe you should be watching this week.
Here we go.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kicks 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, now listen up. I know right now in life, everybody's sitting at home and they're thinking, I need to go back and watch some of my all-time favorite movies. And by all-time favorite movies, I mean those classics, Tremors. Yeah, that's right, like with Kevin Bacon and all those guys.
Reba. Got,
Reba. Reba's in there, got in the raw, doggone rec room. You know, that kind of stuff. One of the all-time greatest movie scenes ever when that graboid goes into her rec room and they just start unloading about 400 guns on it.
Yeah.
Finally get that thing killed. Well, they got a new one out. That's right. 20-some years later, they're still putting out Tremors movies. Yay. How crazy
Seriously.
Is that? Here's the premise, and it sounds like something that could happen. I mean, y'all, it's almost like Tremors meets Jurassic Park as the graboids, that's what them critters are called, they're illegally taken to a new island resort by a rich playboy and a as a dangerous form of trophy hunting. That's right. You go out and hunt some graboids out of the ground.
Wow. This,
tell me y'all wouldn't go do that on a Wednesday.
No, I've seen Jurassic Park. This doesn't end well.
Y'all, you just got to get yourself some lattes and some pork grinds and go out with a couple shotguns and get yourself a graboid.
Cooter, you should apply to be like a tour guide there.
Oh, yeah. My God. That would be a little slice of heaven, my cow pie.
Tell us more, Cooter.
Dream job right there.
All I got to do is get hitched to Coryell and then go out there to this here island, and we could be the greatest people to go out and take people around on these tours.
Tour guides. Guide.
Tour guides, is that the word you were looking for?
I'll give Reba.
It's hard to think sometimes when you're doing this.
I'll give Reba a run for her money.
But Burt Gummer's back, and he's got to step in to save the day. I thought that guy's like 800 years old, but he's back. Here's your preview.
You don't know what you're up against. I got this handled. Got a genetically enhanced giant carnivorous worm with tunneling abilities loose on your private island. This species should be left to die.
What exactly are we talking about?
Shriekers.
We have 48 hours to stop these things.
Let's go, Ram Boy.
Burt Gummer? He's a freaking legend.
Let's go.
Count me in.
She's culling the weakest from the herd first.
Crap, that means I'm next.
Welcome to the party, Bert.
I cannot wait.
It has to end here. This is it. Lead, follow, or get out of my way.
I'll lead.
All right, y'all. Now,
that's not an option.
Wow. Dude.
I'm so excited for this.
Y'all don't want a piece of this here Tremors movie. Tremors, Shrieker Island. It's on the Netflix. And if having Burt Gummer back isn't good enough, John Hader, that's right, Napoleon Dynamite is in this as well.
Are you kidding?
So you get Napoleon. I think he's the rich playboy that takes all these here deals to the island.
Probably.
So, you know, tell you what, man, that sounds like a pretty good movie. For that reason, I'm going to give it 5.
Dang.
Bags of pork rinds, because this movie is super good, unlike that stupid Adam Sandler movie came out a few weeks back, that Halloween one, which is hot garbage.
We get it. You don't like Hubie Halloween.
That movie sucks, y'all, and I just got to say that this movie's awesome. That's, I guess, 5 bags of pork grinds. You know, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas, and while I cannot remember what that thing is called when you go to an island and you take people around and you, like, guide them on tours, but I can't remember the name of whatever job that is, I do know what a good Tremors movie is, right?
Coming up next.
Yo! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Checking out on my cousin
in the garage over here. This is pretty good. What up, cuz?
That was nice to have him stop by.
Did he bring you at least a case of beer?
Yeah, I got a 30 rack sitting right here. I wasn't kidding earlier.
Or did he did he drink you all out of your yummies?
Coming up, we'll give you more free money. Your keyword for this hour is pink. Get it on our website at kzkx.com. And more free fun Friday with some Husker football action.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Good morning. 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 Good morning.
It's that time again. But-
Remember to grab your balloons and invite your friends. Seatbelts back on, yeah, strap them in. Look at me, everybody, I'm smiling big. On a road right now that I can't predict. Tell me, tone that down, but I can't resist. Y'all know that sound, better raise your fist. The search begins, I'm back, so enjoy the trip, huh?
Ah, here we go.
You really want that to be a thing.
Yeah. I do, man. I mean,
you know, you keep it going.
Just keep
JP.
Hey, man, whatever works for you, get you amped up for Husker football. I don't care.
Grab your balloons and invite your friends. It's time for some Husker football.
We're not into that hip-hop hogwash, though.
Oh, my goodness. You sound like Blake Shelton.
I sound like, what was that lady's name, JP?
Right. Oh, what was her name? The hip-hop hogwash lady.
I don't know.
She was the one that sent in the letter to the Journal Star about the hip-hop hogwash that's playing down there.
Oh, my goodness.
She was super, super angry. I think it was Karen was her name, maybe.
Probably like wasn't Karen.
She was not happy with the hip-hop hogwash.
That was hilarious.
Dude, guys, we made it. We made it to... Remember, we were talking about this back in March, about being excited for a Husker game day.
Right.
And how one day it should get here.
It was Charlie Ackerman of Milford.
There you go.
His name's Hogwash. Karen. All right. So, finally we got Husker football.
I think Karen was the one mad about the fireworks because it sounds like gunfire going off in the North Bottom.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, Husker football, we are a day, 3 hours, and 44 minutes away from the game.
How exciting is that, man? We're going to wake up tomorrow, and it's going to be a freaking game day. Like, it's a road game, but it's a game day. Oh, man.
So, what are your thoughts on what's going to go down in the horseshoe?
Man, this is a really hard game. So, Nebraska is an underdog by four touchdowns. Four touchdowns.
Yeah,
Here's the deal. Here's what I'll say. Ohio State is probably the best team in the country. They return the second best quarterback in the country, but they had a ton of guys get drafted on defense that went pro last year. For their normal level of defense, this defense isn't as good as it's been in the last few years. So that's something to know when you're sitting around with your family members watching the game. Still going to be good, though. And Nebraska tabbed Adrian Martinez to be the starting quarterback. You'll see a lot tomorrow, especially if the team's struggling during the broadcast, that they'll be looking at McCaffrey, our backup. His brother is the best running back in the NFL. His dad played for the Broncos. And his other brother was a quarterback at Michigan, but he transferred.
Okay.
So and he was a five-star quarterback. So this guy comes from – and his mom, I should mention, also was an absolute stud athlete. Yeah. So, like, he comes from great stock. Like,
their whole family's pretty sad.
That family, yeah. They're blue ribbon bovines over there in that family.
Beautiful.
That all being said, I would expect Nebraska to try to go fast. And – JP, Coryell, I mean, here's the deal. We've got 9 games this year, 8 regular season, and then whatever playoff type, you know, whether they're matching up the teams at the end of the season based on where they sit in the Big Ten and their different conferences.
Right.
Nebraska needs to go to this game, play their rear ends off. Early on in the season, we saw a lot of big-time teams losing games, like a top 5 Oklahoma lost to K-State. You know, there was a bunch of games where there was big upsets.
Right.
LSU lost early to an unranked team. So Nebraska definitely has a shot, but a lot of stuff has to go their way. And here's the deal. You go down to this thing and you play hard, play tough. It's all downhill sledding from here. There is not a team on Nebraska's schedule anywhere near as good as Ohio State.
Right.
So if you go into this thing, pull out all the stops, try to win it. If you pull one off, you're in great place. If you lose, whatever, but you're headed in the right, you know, you're headed towards the rest of your season. I would just say try not to get, if it goes bad, let's not get totally our doors blown off. That's like, I know that sounds pessimistic, but it's not. Because it's believe it or not, we still have 8 more games.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
a lot of football left.
Yes, and here's the deal. Ohio State's on the other side of the ledger. They're in the other conference. So even if Nebraska loses this game, if they win their other 7, they'll be in first place in their side and get another chance at them again. So this game's important because it's the first one. It's a chance on national TV to do something here. But at the same time, if you go in and lose, it's not the end of the world, if that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I'm trying to be very realistic today.
That's good.
No, I like it.
I'm trying to keep people you know, in their right mind frame during this deal. Right. I'm just excited because we got a game, and it's going to be a ton of fun to see the guys run out there and get to see some of the new players and Mills and the backup running back Tompkins that we talked about that blew out his knee three times and wasn't expected to even play football anymore, and now he's our backup running back. That's so cool for him.
Great stories, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of stuff. You got Cade Warner's mustache. It's going to make its national debut.
Which, that thing is epic.
It is. You should grow one, JP. I think you'd look good with one of those.
With a like one of those mustaches?
Yeah, like like the old-timey, like when you were a kid and all the men wore those with their derby hats and stuff.
Right.
At the Nichols show.
When back in the good old days and things were so cheap.
I was a kid in the 80s, man. It's not that far back.
Okay.
Anyway, Huskers, Ohio State, 11 o'clock kickoff on Fox.
The Nickel Show, and Charlie Chaplin, all that stuff.
The Kicks crew will be back down in the rail yard for a viewing party.
Pre-prohibition.
Yeah, we still have free stuff, too, from Husker headquarters.
Dude, that's going to be so cool to be down in the rail yard tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it is first come, first serve, just so you know. I mean, things will be different, of course, because of a pandemic. So
there'll be heaters, I'm sure, out there, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There
they'll
is
have
limited
heaters
seating
out there.
We've
got a big
sense.
Screen.
And limited seating, yeah. So
come early.
Yeah, get there early.
The big fans, they're the real ones. So come early. You know the
and
drill.
JP, you and Coriel are going to be out there?
Rob and Coriel.
Yeah,
Rob and Coriel. There you go. So go down and see Rob and Coriel out there. Yeah.
I've got Halloween covered with Wisconsin that game on the Saturday following. So
we'll
be down the rail yard doing our thing, and hopefully the Huskers get to do their thing. We'll get a chance to enjoy some Husker football. You can come join us in the rail yard on Husker game day Saturdays.
Next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Join us for one of America's favorite games, Out of Context Contest. That's coming up next.
You are waking up with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
I didn't see anything. I'm not kidding.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
I'm not kidding.
You know you were looking.
Funny.
No. Okay.
What in the world were you thinking?
I'll hang with Jackson. You two make it as hot as you want to.
High five, Husker Nick.
Oh, we'll make it hot already.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
I'm usually not above it, but I'm a little too freaked out to grab it.
But you said it's wrapped up.
It is wrapped up.
What?
I don't think it means what you think it means.
All right, it's time to play Out of Context Contest.
This is insane. This is insanity. Who came up with this? Come on.
It was Husker Nick who came up with it.
Me.
Okay, good job.
It was me.
And we bring in Claire.
It was me.
Claire, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for playing.
All of this.
Happy Friday, Claire.
Oh, happy Friday to you, too. The weekend's about to start, and it's about to get fun.
All right, this is going to be so awesome. Cool. So we have a super simple game here that we play on the show. We grab some audio that we took out of context. We're going to play it for you, and then I'll give you three options, an A, a B, or a C, because I know everybody likes to listen to us all the time, but sometimes you got to miss.
Right.
I get it. So we'll give you some opportunity to be able to figure this out. So I'll give you an A, B, or C. You pick what we're actually talking about, and you get to continue on. If you miss it, stay on the line, because we might make our way back to you, so everybody gets a shot here, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's the first one in Out of Context Contest.
But, I don't open, my lips the whole way, so it just comes out like a fart.
What?
What? Wow. Coriel.
Okay.
You're crying.
That's how you know Coriel is telling a lie.
But I don't open my lips the whole way, so it just comes out like a fart.
B. When Coriel gets nervous, she turns into Harry from Dumb and Dumber and makes fart noises while she's talking.
But I don't open my lips the whole way, so it just comes out like a fart.
Your face, Coriel.
I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. Or C, Coriel can't actually whistle. It just comes out like a fart. So, when she's hitting on guys that walk by, she's always like, "Hey there, dude."
But I don't open my lips the whole way, so it just comes out like a fart.
Claire, what do you think it is, A, B, or C?
I'm gonna go with the whistling.
It is not the whistle.
It is not. Oh.
Good try, though. So although you could see that, right? Like Coriel
I'll recreate it for you, Claire. When things are awkward sometimes, I try to, I want to say like oofda or like ooh, but I just go.
Coriel, you're not supposed to tell the answer.
Well, she didn't get it right.
It's just us and Claire. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Never mind.
It's just us here. It's B. It's just us here. It's the three of us and Claire.
Nice. All right, Claire, it is B. When Coriel gets nervous, she makes fart noises. And we learned that during Datum or Dump'em, I think it was.
It was. You just got really like that was all that was ever. Kept like coming out of your mouth. I'm like, what are you doing? Are you?
It sounds like a fart.
Yeah.
It really does. Okay,
All right, so we go to number two in Out of Context Contest.
Coriel, you would knock me into the next room.
The people would go missing.
Yeah! All right. A, if we replaced handshakes with butt bumps. Coriel, you would knock me into the next room.
The people would go missing.
B, JP and Husker Nick almost gave Coriel's phone number, 867-5309, over the air. And she would have killed us had we done this. Coriel, you would knock me into the next room.
The people would go missing.
Or C, if we bought a bucket of chicken and didn't share with Coriel. Coriel, you would knock me into the next room.
The people would go missing.
What do you think it is, Claire?
I'm going to go with C.
It is, you know, it, that feels like the right answer. Right?
It does feel like it's the right answer.
We just weren't talking about it at the time.
I
the
feel
right
like Claire
answer
knows
is,
me very well.
Yeah, if we replaced handshakes with butt bumps, that's what the
correct answer is.
You would knock me into the next room.
The people would go missing.
Coriel does squats.
Hey, you're technically wrong, Claire, but are you that wrong?
Right.
Not really. Okay,
not
what's,
really.
What's the third one?
I mean, that's
one?
What I would do, so.
Yeah, right? Girl, I feel you.
We like Claire. All right, final one for Out of Context Contest.
Oh, this is good.
I'd want to be nude, and I'd want there to be some type of fast food bag by me.
What? It's the Coriel. Oh my God, Coriel, you were on fire this week.
No.
Look, everyone's got a motto to live by, and Coriel's is glorious.
I'd want to be nude, and I'd want there to be some type of fast food bag by me.
Like, that needs to be in your, like, bio on Twitter, Instagram.
Destined to be nude.
With a fast food bag beside me, yeah.
When Coriel is dead and gone, she's got high hopes for how they would take care of her body.
I'd want to be nude, and I'd want there to be some type of fast food bag by me.
Listen, here's the deal, guys.
Okay.
When it gets hot and heavy at the Coriel and her boy Jackson's house, it gets hot and heavy.
I'd want to be nude, and I'd want there to be some type of fast food bag by me.
So, A, B, or C on that one, Claire? You're going to try A.
That's not her motto, but it should be.
Honestly, Claire, you're not far off. Really, really. Some of these are very, very specific, but you are doing a phenomenal job.
What was
there's this place called the Body Farm where they do, I don't know, research on dead bodies, and Coriel said if she was out there, she'd want to be nude and have a bag of fast food next to her.
Yeah, I feel like that would be the way to go out, you know, donate my body for science, but it'd have to be on my terms.
Well, I mean, Claire, you didn't get him right, but hey, you know what? You're a champion in our books.
Darn right.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thanks. Claire, you
thank
rock,
you so
man.
Much
thank
for
you
playing.
So much.
Yeah, we appreciate
you. Really did great. And you're on to something there. I've realized a lot of things
there's
about
a couple,
myself.
Yeah,
throughout this
I mean, there's some things that we can absolutely add to your repertoire now. Thanks to Claire. So, Claire, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, there you go. That's
God, if you played if you played the first one and the last one back to back, that's a pretty good sentence, I think.
Oh God, really?
I think
the
so.
First one.
Is it the first one?
The first one, probably.
Well, yeah, the first one and the second one, or I don't even know. It'd just be terrible. Or the second, the third one and the first one, back to back.
It's all kind of bad.
But like, I don't open like my lips all like the whole way, so it just comes out like a fart.
But yeah. Nothing but the best for your.
Nope. It's okay.
I'd want to be nude, and I'd want there to be some type of fast food. Oh, bag.
There you go. That's what happens without a contest.
You know what?
Contest.
It's about time for me to leave, right?
No, not yet.
Yeah. All right. See ya. Bye.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
We still got more free fun for you.
Way to go, Corey. You can get it off your chest if you want.
Thank you.
Get it off your chest, getting picked.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Enough is enough.
I take a flamethrower to this place.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Let's go,
all right. We've all got places to go. We've all got places to go.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
It's time for some group therapy. It's Fridays, and therefore, get it off your chest. It's a really simple thing to do.
Get it off your chest.
Got something to yell about? You can do it with us. You can do it via Facebook or Twitter, KX969. If you need to stay anonymous because you know who's watching or paying attention to what you got going on, you can direct message us, KX969 on Facebook or Twitter, or you can call in coming up in just a bit.
I got
anybody
one
want to
for you.
Oh, Husker Nick wants to lead us off.
Jumping on in.
Well, I got a text message that said that last segment was crap. I've tried to get stark naked and have a bag of fast food next to me, and Coryell never takes the bait. That's from Jackson.
I don't know. I think he's joshing you. I think I have taken the bait.
What he's saying to you is fake news because it's actually happened.
Wow. Jackson just goes and
gets
some Chipotle.
He's throwing you off the trail because he doesn't want people to know that I'm actually this insane.
Yeah, he just goes and gets some Chipotle, sets up the front room.
It's actually more like it's probably a bag of Sonic.
There you go.
Or depending on the time of night, McDonald's.
Nice.
Just a throwback, you know, good old Mickey D's.
Chicken nuggets. You get a good 20-piece chicken nugget there. That just gets you all hot and bothered.
Yeah. Well, of course, especially if they're the spicy nuggets, because then you really get.
Dude, I haven't had the new chicken nuggets yet.
They're not bad. Yeah.
How do they compare to Wendy's or Burger King's? Burger King's are
You
so
know,
bad.
I'll be honest, they all taste so much different. I think the McDonald's ones has more of like a has more heat. I think they pack the most heat, to be honest.
No wonder those are the ones of choice.
Woo. It's a short-lived flavor burst.
I can't tell if you're like still making Burger euphemisms King. About your love life with Jackson or if we're,
it's like out
we're
of context,
talking about nuggets
was a good,
now.
No, I'm talking about
20
nuggets.
Minutes ago.
Okay. I just heard short-lived flavor burst, and I didn't know what the heck
All
was
right,
happening.
All right, well, we got a DM on Facebook, KX969.
To get it off the chest.
Get it off your chest.
What do you got?
It says, was just stuck in an elevator for 2 hours. The funniest thing was I was then chewed out while being stuck in the elevator by a 90-year-old who was upset because I was stuck in there with the recycling containers, and I had no place to go with the recycling. I'm sorry I didn't plan ahead. LOL, I mean, at least it's Friday.
There wow. That's a good lead off.
That is a rough morning.
Let's get to more of your chances to get it off your chest.
Coming up next.
Go! You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
466-9696. That's 466-9696. Or you can do it on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and stay anonymous if you prefer to, which this one says, yes, I want to stay anonymous. When your husband says he's canceling the credit cards.
Ooh. Oh no!
I think there's going to be there's going to be a fight coming on.
I have
that.
Like a we can say this when we come back.
Okay,
this is good.
466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter to get it off your chest.
Good morning,
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake you up,
mornings.
Gotta wake you up for the day
on Kix 96.9.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
It's a chance to get it off your chest. And people are wanting to be feisty, but also anonymous.
It is pretty busy Friday for this.
It is piling up.
You can add to it on Facebook,
it's
KX969.
Anonymous Feisty Friday.
There you go. That's what we're looking at. We'll start with a non-anonymous one on Twitter from Bobby Swanson. When you run a small business and finish a custom order, then get ghosted. This is a really cool American flag/Husker flag that he has created out of wood.
Can I throw out.
Isn't it like a like an LPD flag? Like a
yes, it is.
I think that is.
Yep, yeah, that's what the blue stripe is for. JP,
you're right.
The I want. I also got to throw out that Bobby was nice enough to donate one of those to my charity softball tournament.
Very cool.
He donated stuff too a couple years ago for the flood relief benefit that we did too. Bobby's
yeah, Bobby's a great dude.
Yeah, dude. If nobody wants that, I'm down. I'll buy that from you.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. I want
there
that.
Go.
I want that in our studio.
But you can find it if you go to Twitter, KZKX969. That's where you can also do your own, get it off your chest.
Oh, get it off your chest.
But you can also check out Bobby's profile. I don't know, message him there or something if you ever want custom stuff done.
Right.
Small business dude, he's cool.
Okay, so yeah, we got a bunch of Facebook ones that are anonymous.
I have an anonymous one that I want to read
because
I love it so much.
Please.
Why do people get into the fast lane on the highway and then drive 10 miles under the speed limit? That lane is for people like me who are begging for a ticket. that is literally what it says.
We got one.
That's real. That's a real statement.
People
everything
like me
about
are
that
begging
is
for
a
ticket.
Yeah.
An anonymous one from a nurse. I was changing a wound bandage on one of my patient's buttocks. I forgot to initial and date the bandage per hospital regulation. As I kneeled in to write, the patient let out the biggest, loudest fart direct into my face.
That happens, man. That's part of being in that industry.
That's a tough one.
Very
that's
nice.
No good.
Very nice.
That's no good.
We also have... this is another anonymous one. We get it. You love to run. We don't need to be reminded every day. Shut up.
Ooh. Is that from Coryell to Liz? Is that what?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
100%.
Actually, what's funny is about that is if it's all over all the social media, it just more or less makes you feel bad about myself. Because I'm like, I could be doing that.
Could be
I
a runner.
I should be doing that.
Should be running.
Go for,
it's
good
too
for
cold
you.
Now.
I can't
weather's
do that.
Dumb now.
It is
no reason
dumb.
To run out in this crap.
But don't runners like running out when it's like this because you get hot when you run and it keeps you cool or something? That would hurt my lungs, I feel like.
I don't know. I hate running in this stuff.
There's
I don't
an
claim
anonymous
to be a runner, though.
Message, and I feel like a lot of people will relate to this, quote-unquote, mandatory staff meetings to tell us things that should have just been an email.
Oh, that's standard.
That's an age-old get it off
the
chest.
Wow, I like our staff meetings. I can't wait to talk to Katie and Rob every Thursday.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't know what you guys are complaining about. You know,
this is actually from yesterday
get
morning,
it off your chest.
But it's a good reminder from yesterday morning. Get it off your chest. If your windshield wipers are on, your headlights should be on too. This is not up for debate.
Ooh, ooh. That's a good one.
It's a really good one,
man.
When you get it off your chest, anonymous. When you start a new job and no one is welcoming, and it's nursing, shouldn't we all be nice to each other to get through the day?
Oh, yeah.
Well, good luck at your new job.
Yeah,
we got you
on
back.
The new gig. We got your back.
Yeah.
But that,
just listen to the show.
You'll it'll make
you got a friend in us.
Mm-hmm. So just continue on giving us your opportunities to get it off your chest. Oh, real quick, one more. I went on a lunch date yesterday with a guy I used to work with. The conversation got dry. I asked him if he went by Christopher or Chris these days. His name is Daniel.
Oh.
My brain knew my mistake as I said it just when I thought the silence could get more awkward.
No.
Yeah, that's tough right there. That's a tough one.
Oh, no.
Whatever it may be, you can get it off
that's
your chest
funny.
With us.
Coming up.
Whoopsie.
Next.
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
In minutes, we'll give you a new keyword to win $1,000. Your word for this hour is support. Get the word support on our website at kckx.com to win $1,000. A new word coming up. And no Jungle John, we get the whiz whizzing in.
Here we go.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
The morning, On Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
Oh, you gonna touch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
But Skittles is drawing my hot body.
But today, we normally would have Jungle John on with us, but we are lucky enough to have the Wiz whizzing in.
Gracious, good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Oh, what is up is it's Blue at the Zoo time at the Lincoln Children's Zoo.
Yay!
That time of year. But the sad news is we're all sold out.
Boo!
At the zoo!
Thanks for covering, Coryell.
But it's going to be a merry, not scary, and a very safe trick-or-treating opportunity. We've taken care of all the directed health measures. We got social distancing, and all the staff are masked and rubber gloved. And everybody's going to be safe when they come to Boo at the Zoo starting tonight through next Friday at the Lincoln Children's Zoo.
It's interesting, though. Wiz, we appreciate you coming on with us. You are in Jungle John's bedroom, or do you have the exact same bedroom he has? / office.
It's magic. I can apparate any place I went to.
Okay. I bet the long distance is probably...
Do you apparate a lot in Jungle John's bedroom?
Well, this is a fake background because I didn't want to mess around with Husker Nick's brain, okay?
Oh.
Because use of certain aspects of Jungle John, okay? So...
Oh, right. Like those giant pythons got there?
Man! Put those up real quick.
Put those up. Put them pythons
Holy
up.
Holy cow, the Wiz is ripped.
The Wiz! You've been... Wiz, what are you doing?
365 days a year.
Right. So. And I'm sure the pandemic you've been just getting swole. That's all you've been working on, huh?
Gotta do something. Man's gotta stay healthy. Wizard's gotta say when you're 300 years old, you gotta keep moving stuff.
Otherwise, this is a true fact.
It's kind of drop.
JP gets you.
Yeah, I get it.
The Wiz, totally do you it. Moonlight as like security detail as well?
Well, all I gotta do is pull out my magic wand and
out of context contest.
So he's like Magic Mike, is what he's telling you.
Got
he's
it.
The Wiz
magic
goes.
Wiz.
He's a dancer on the weekend.
How big my wand is, you know?
Yeah,
that is a very
nice wand. Bright,
you can see
too.
It live
that's
on Facebook
awesome.
Live too.
That is a very yes. That's a nice wand.
Wow, I've never thought I'd say
and
that.
The end, it glows at the end.
So, hey, Wiz, what part of the zoo will the kiddos be walking through? The whole thing? Part of it? What's the area look like?
You know, Husker Nick, that's a good question. And we'll be going through the original zoo, the historic zoo. So that's why the historic zoo is closed down right now to the general public. But the zoo is open every day, so you can still come and see the giraffes and see the
deer
and have a great time, see the cheetahs running around. So we encourage you to come to the zoo regular hours during the day, but then we do close down for Boo at the Zoo. And so that will be, Boo at the Zoo will be running tonight through the 30th.
Okay, right? Very good.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody should bring their tickets on their phone or their paper version, buy train tickets too. We've got a lot of safety precautions in place. And then, you know, stay tuned because who knows what else will be happening at the Lincoln Children's Zoo. We still have some zoo camp openings. Nice. You know, there's some great things still happening. So just go to lincolnzoo.org and find out what's happening at the zoo.
Coryell is going to be out there on Sunday, right, Coryell, handing out candy?
Yeah, Sunday, and playing some tunes, I believe.
And I'll be out there on Tuesday night in costume as well. Coryell would like to, if you can, some sort of like, I don't know how they do in like Harry Potter, put up a big old umbrella over her of just heat. Because it's supposed to be
yes,
a little bit
cold for
her.
Yes, please use that wand for good, not evil. And the good is by providing me with warmth. Thank you.
My wand shall whip up some warmth for thou.
So wow, thank you. The Wiz.
Absolutely. Gotta do it, guys.
Hey, how incredible, though, that didn't you extend the amount of days for Boo at the Zoo this year?
Thanks, Coryell. Because we are limited each day, we added 3 more days. So that's why there's 8 days as opposed to the usual 5. So we get as many people in it as possible. So, you know, we've got over 1,000 people coming in each night. But everybody needs to mask up. When I'm there, I'll be wearing my mask because even wizards have to worry about COVID. My magic is strong, but it's not that strong yet. So,
yeah. Well,
you did see your fetching mask on 10/11 earlier and it looked very nice.
Yes.
Very, very handsome. So, yes. Okay. So thank you.
All right. Exactly. So,
but the zoo is open every day. Go to lincolnzoo.org, guys, and I'll see you at the zoo.
Sounds good. Thank you, Wiz.
Thank you.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, the Free Fun Friday continues with Dierks Bentley and new music.
If you run on coffee and country in the mornings, you're in the right place.
You're checking out my favorite morning show.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, so Garth Brooks' fingers have betrayed him. Stapleton pays tribute to Tom Petty, and Miranda unfortunately loses a buddy, but we've got new music on the way.
Nashville.
Straight from Nashville. From the heart of Nashville, straight to your radio.
Liz has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Good morning, happy Friday, it's Coryell. Now, Garth Brooks injured multiple fingers on his left hand in a minor farm accident. There's... really nothing else to it, but that's what we know. It was a farm accident. So that's why he wasn't able to do last Wednesday's live preview of his Fun album.
Okay.
Yeah, so he moved that preview to Monday's Inside Studio G. So it's not as bad as it sounds. He's okay. It's just he wasn't able to play through it and stuff this last time. So.
All right. As long as he's okay.
Yeah, so Chris Stapleton will be performing on tonight's Tom Petty 70th Birthday Bash live stream. Other artists include Stevie Nicks, which is awesome. Post Malone, Foo Fighters, Brandi Carlile, but there's a whole stellar lineup too, so that's pretty awesome and a lot of talent.
Do you want to hear a little, Chris? The last time he played was right when Tom had passed away.
Yes,
this is him in Florida. Started to tear up a little bit there. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, because I mean, he's a huge fan.
I miss live music so much.
I know, all right? Having a little bit of live
hearing
music.
A crowd.
I know, like enjoying a concert.
Oh no. Great. And now we're going into this story.
Here we go.
So Miranda Lambert is mourning the loss of a good friend.
Oh.
The singer shared yesterday evening that her dog Waylon has died.
Aww.
In 2008, she discovered two stray puppies along a road in Oklahoma. They were, quote, starving and freezing nearly to death. She was listening to Jesse Coulter and Waylon Jennings at the time. Her mom saw them. They pulled over. They picked them up. And, of course, she went and took the dogs to the vet to make sure everything was all right. But she was told that the male probably wouldn't survive, a.k.a. the dog Waylon.
Right.
And she said, but he did for almost 13 years. He was a rock in our family and always held down the fort.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, hey. We're thinking about you, Maria.
Yeah, no kidding.
She loves the doggies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we got new music from Dierks Bentley. It's a song about ghosting his boss, friends, family, all in an effort to forget the lover who left him. It's called Gone, and you've got it here with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L with Kix 96.9.
Think I'm on the lake. Boss thinks I've been sick for days. And mama's probably on her way, 'cause I ain't picked up the phone. I've been a million places, but they're all up in my head. Over drinking, overthinking ever since you left. I've been gone. Trying to figure out how a good thing went wrong. Faster than that freight train.
Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Now, by the way, great new music from Dierks Bentley. What a great way to start the day. Get it on our Now Playing button at KZKX.com. Coming out, more Free Fun Friday. Chance to play fake news. First, Jamison Rogers, it's Kix. Good morning.
Let's go. Waking you up with the most country.
That's the place everybody gonna go.
Hey!
This is the Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everybody.
On Kix 96.9.
Let's see. What's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly believe.
So it's fake news, and you're taking on Corey Allen. We bring in John. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
John is one of Corey Allen's favorite people.
Of course, John. Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right. Let's see. You guys are pretty like-minded. I'm curious to see who will win in the battle royale that is the fake news headlines. So I'll give you a headline, and we'll let John go first in saying whether it's real or fake. Then Coryell can decide whether she agrees with him or doesn't, and we'll see who comes out on top. Headline number one, NASA and Nokia building 4G network on the moon. So we're going to have 4G network on the moon thanks to NASA and Nokia. Is that a real or fake headline, John?
Real.
How about you, Corey? What do you think?
I'm going with real.
You're both right.
Yes.
Good news. You'll soon be able to play Candy Crush and scroll through Instagram while on the moon. So apparently you can build
it. Are we going to visit anytime soon?
They're deploying it. Their Nokia team to be deployed in 2022. The network can be used for functions like navigation systems, controlling lunar rovers, and streaming high-def video. It's the next step in a long-term plan to build a permanent moon base.
I want to be the person that decides what video gets first played on the moon.
Oh, really? Like, would you create some sort of weird TikTok viral video that gets played on the moon? Is that what you'd do?
I don't know exactly which video I would pick yet.
Okay.
Let me think about it.
Okay, we'll put a pin in that one and figure it out.
Okay.
A headline number two in fake news. A Pop-Tart house was just built, and a family of four is living in it. Is that a real or fake headline, John?
I'd say fake.
What do you think, Coryell?
I'm going to go real.
You're going to go real, and John is going to win this one.
I think a
Pop-Tart house sounds amazing to me. I love Pop-Tarts. I don't get to eat them all the time because they're not the healthiest option for breakfast.
No, they're not.
But I would absolutely smash some maple brown sugar Pop-Tarts.
I was obsessed with the s'mores ones when you warm them up.
Those were so good.
Ugh.
Like, I want to go to Super Savers down the road. We can get some
now
s'mores.
Now I'm hungry.
Pop-Tarts.
Again.
Right. Headline job, number John. Three in fake news. One more for you, John. Archaeologists find 2,000-year-old cat in the side of a mountain of in Peru. 2,000-year-old cat in the side of a mountain in Peru. Is that a real or fake story?
Real.
Coryell?
I'm going fake.
And John's right.
No! What?
Think sharing cat photos is just an internet thing? Archaeologists have discovered there's a 2,000-year-old cat drawing on the hilltop in Peru. The 120-foot sketch etching, known as a geoglyph, is part of the Nazca Lines, a region of Peru with hundreds of similar drawings. Erosion has left the cat nearly invisible until the lines were restored last year. And this picture is crazy. I will have to tweet it out so everybody can see it. But it truly is a cat etched into the side of a mountain in Peru.
Yeah, it is. Oh, that's weird. Its tail looks suspicious. Its tail looks not.
It's a little odd.
Like a tail.
Nope, not at all. But hey, John, thanks for playing with us. We appreciate you.
Yeah, you did a great job. You beat me, that's for sure.
Well, sorry about that, Corey.
It's okay. It's okay.
When you win, when you lose, you don't do winning.
I'm a winner just because you called in today. Exactly. I'm a winner.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Corey.
You're welcome. Tell your sister hello.
Country.
Play some country.
The best music to wake up to.
The Kix Morning Show with JP, Liz, and...
You are waking up with...
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
I got a couple things for you, starting off with... It has been a long time.
This hits different when you haven't had Husker football in way too long.
Right? It's like, this is really great!
Oh, yes. Oh, we're wearing a Husker gear, too.
Yeah. We always wear Husker gear on Fridays.
Vibe with me
during
a little
Husker
bit,
football
JP.
Season.
Put, like, move your shoulders. Happy Friday.
It's the best part about it. Husker football is back, taking on Ohio State. Yes, in Ohio. 11 o'clock kickoff on Fox. We'll be down in the rail yard for the big Kicks kickoff party.
Yeah, Kicks kickoff party, sponsored by Woods Brothers Realty. It is, I do want to say this,
okay.
Limited seating.
Yes, it can fill up really fast.
If you're like, you know, die hard and like you really want to be out for a change, mm-hmm. you got to go early because still got to be kind of safe. So there is right. social distance seating, but because of that, it's limited seating, but still a great experience with free
exactly.
stuff from Husker
exactly.
headquarters, too.
So come on down and join us for that. And then you'll also be a part of the Making Strides event as well.
Yeah, that's a drive-through event. It used to be a walk. It's still at Holmes Lake. But it's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. It's a pink out your car event, and you drive through. It's from 1 to 3 p.m., so, of course, you can be as obnoxious or as simple as you want with decorations for your car. But you can always, if you ever want to get involved with Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, we would absolutely love to help you do that. You can go to kzkx.com for details.
It's all there on our Facebook page as well, the Making Strides drive-through. So hit that up and find more details about that.
Perfect.
And then also, as we had a chance to talk with the Wiz this morning. Boo at the Zoo officially underway at the Lincoln Children's Zoo. It's a sold-out event, so hopefully you got your tickets. Otherwise, you can still go to the zoo this weekend and see all the new animals, because that part's still open for regular zoo activities. The original side of the zoo is being used specifically for Boo at the Zoo and the trick-or-treating, which is a good, fun way to do
That's cool.
So you can still go to the zoo and check out the other animals, like the tigers and the giraffes and the cheetahs and all that fun stuff.
Oh, my.
So there you go. So just a few things you can do this weekend with Kicks.
Coming up next.
Go!
You're just a few seconds away from this.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
We'll get you the After the Show with more chances at free money. Your current word to win $1,000 is the word walk. W-A-L-K. Put that on our website at kzkx.com to win $1,000. Get a new keyword for you on that. And as part of the After the Show, something that seemed like a good idea at the time. And Bunny the Talking Dog. Just a few things you'll get next.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
Wake up the country way.
Kicks 96.9.
This is probably, I'd say, one of the most popular songs on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
It's where people go for entertainment and ridiculousness. I'm there mostly for people smashing into trees and also the animals.
Yes.
And one that was brought to my attention by Coryell is Bunny the Dog. If you have not seen Bunny the Dog, this thing is a sheep-a-doodle. Now, explain this dog.
Okay, so Bunny the Dog is... basically, the most intelligent dog that I've seen in a while.
Right.
But honestly, it's just a lot of hard work training this little guy named Bunny. All
right,
it's a girl named Bunny. But there are buttons on the ground that have phrases on them like mom, beach, walk, now, things like that.
Right.
And the owners have taught Bunny how to communicate, basically.
Yeah, Alexis Devine is her name, and she is the owner of Bunny the Dog. Here is just a little bit of Bunny talking using the buttons on the ground.
All done walking for today, Buns. Park later. All done walk. Yeah, we're home now. Yep, exactly. We're home now.
Love you.
I love you too, Bunny.
This dog is...
She can make phrases.
Yeah.
Like she says, love you, mom. And there's other ones where she gets all riled up and wants to play, and she'll go up and maybe bark to get the attention, and
right.
then paw at the one that says, like, walk.
Walk, walk, walk. walk.
And she's like, no, Buns, later. And then she'll go up and tap later. So Buns gets the idea later.
That's what she's talking about, later.
She'll sit there. It's a lot of pausing, so you have to be patient.
Yeah.
But she pauses like she's thinking. And then she'll go up and like tap later and then walk.
It's just so sweet.
And then she's like, yes, Buns. And she like taps, yes, yes, Buns. It's so cute. I can't. The other videos too, I'm not kidding. This dog puts together phrases. I mean, they're broken phrases.
But still.
But you are literally talking to this dog. You are communicating.
That is so
with this
cool.
Dog.
So if you're looking for something awesome, 4 million followers for Divine's I Am Bunny TikTok account. It's one more adorable thing to look at.
And it makes me wanna go.
Brightens up your day every morning.
Right here, right now.
JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
It wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
The Kix Morning Show
on Kix 96.9.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself.
Not really. Knowing your audience is a good rule of thumb if you're going to send someone a gag gift at their job.
Yes, absolutely.
And officials in Pennsylvania are now trying to figure out why someone would send an employee of...
911, what's your emergency?
A glitter bomb.
Huh?
So the 911 emergency center in Pennsylvania... Someone was gifted a glitter bomb, and the authorities are investigating now because the package was open and it shot glitter all over the place.
No.
That's funny, unless, of course, you're at 911. Or maybe, I don't know, if it would go over very well in a police station or a firehouse.
I'd say, yeah.
Because a bomb?
I think that's a no-nonsense zone.
Right. I mean, golly. So
I guess I have sent a glitter bomb before, but it was called something else, and it was just like a little envelope, but it wasn't too obnoxious. But you can do the packages that are it goes everywhere.
Yeah, and it did. Sources close to the investigation say the motive is not known yet. The employee was also questioned why a package was sent to him. It's like, okay, I mean.
Well, and part of me is like, are they just saving face because they know it's like their crazy college friend and like they knew it was coming and they don't want to admit it while it's still a mystery? Or because otherwise, yeah, that's like, it's almost like creepy, you know?
Yeah, be careful when you're sending your glitter bombs.
You know that you used to be able to send phallic shaped like confetti and things.
Really?
Or like little. Like a trinket sized.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Pieces of human anatomy. And
let's give you one more big thing for the weekend just because I feel like it. And it also gives me a chance to do what I want to. I want to make this kind of a regular thing from now on.
It's that time again. Better grab your balloons and invite your friends.
Yeah. See,
bounce back. Yeah, strap them in. Look at me, everybody, I'm smiling big. On a road right now that I can't predict. Tell me tone that down, but I can't resist. Y'all know that sound, better raise your fist. The search begins, I'm back, so enjoy the trip.
It's time for some Husker football. And we get it down in the rail yard with our big kickoff party. You can join us down there a couple hours before the game. Game's at 11. But you want to get there early. What do you think, like 8?
Yeah, 7? I mean, we will be down there a hair before 9.
Okay.
But it is limited seating with the social distancing and stuff in play to try to promote health and safety. So
bring your mask.
If you don't mind it, I'd get up a little earlier.
Hey, you know what? This time with the weather is kind of chilly as it's going to be. It's not going to be so bad to wear a mask because that's just going to keep you warm.
Honestly, you'll just be warmer.
I know, right? But gloves and masks for everybody.
As safe as you can be and stuff, then I get it. The want and need almost to get out of the house sometimes. So.
Right. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. And we got free swag from Husker headquarters, too, that we will be safely giving out.
Distributing.
And
yep. Okay. So come join us for the fun down the rail yard. And then we'll be back on Monday with the Make It by Monday. Recap of the big game and a whole lot more. Thanks for checking out the show and being with us. And if you missed any of it, you can catch on our podcast at KZKX.com.
The Kix Morning Show.
Wake up the country way.
With JP, Liz, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.